This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hey everyone, Glenn James here. Thanks for listening to My Millennial Money Express. If you do want to look at our faces on YouTube, you can go to the Glenn James YouTube channel. It is different than the My Millennial Money one because I'm putting the smaller episodes on its own channel under Glenn James. Today, I've got Vince Scully joining me from Life Sherpa. G'day, Vince. How are you?
G'day, Glenn. It's great to be here.
Now, Vince, I want to talk about if someone's at university, they might have a part-time income or a casual income, but also fortunate enough to have some cash savings. And we had a question come in from Anonymous, and I did actually see it in the Facebook group, and I thought, oh, I want to expand on this. So she wrote, is there a way that 25 grand would be enough of a deposit for a small apartment with a student income of 20K, or if I stopped studying, I would then get an income of 50 to 60. She continued to write, this is on the assumption that I would be living in the apartment, getting the first home buyer grant and getting a mortgage through the graduate loan through Homestart. So we're assuming this is Adelaide, South Australia because of the Homestart.
Yep.
But I kind of, like, I jumped on and just said, invest in yourself, stay in uni, rent on the cheap, then get your own place once your income might be higher because you've studied. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, unpack this for those who have a, like, she's clearly good at saving money. Like, yeah. I don't know many people at uni earning around 20 grand a year, but also having 25 grand of a cash deposit. So any initial observations, Vince?
Yeah, I think this raises quite a few general finance type questions. And when I talk about personal finance being called personal finance because it's personal and it's about finance, but it's more personal. But the one theme I think that goes through everybody is that we all come to adulthood with not a lot of financial capital and a whole heap of human capital. That is our potential to earn an income. And over our working life, we need to convert enough of that human capital into financial capital in order to survive when we're either unable or unwilling to work. And that applies to everybody. So getting back to this specific case, one of the ways of converting that human capital into financial capital is obviously buying your own home. And there's a lot of analysis that says those who buy their own home generally do better financially.
Mm.
So I don't think there's any argument about whether she should or shouldn't buy a home at some point.
Yeah, and
the
that,
bigger question,
yeah,
and I think this is the point that you got to in your comments, is should she do it now or should she focus on building her human capital? And the problem with buying a home is that it's generally more expensive than renting at the start, but you convert a variable cost into a fixed cost. And over time, that saves you money. So if you're still at uni, there's so much uncertainty ahead. Yeah. What are you going to do when you graduate? Are you going to stay in the same city? Are you going to want to travel? Are you going to go and do postgraduate? All of those questions, to my mind, outweigh the advantages of buying and that
right now.
I would, right now, you know, I always to tell our clients that, you know, one of the secrets of success is to buy real estate, not too much, when the time is right for you. And those three conditions need to be satisfied. And I would argue that right now is not the time for your listener, that she should focus on building her personal human capital, like get a degree. And that's, you know, a good argument as to why you shouldn't be working while you're at uni, if at all possible.
Yeah, and do you want to finish maybe your couple of points? Yep. Because I love these anonymous questions because we don't know anything about the person. It could be a fictitious thing that someone sent in.
Yeah.
So, you know, this could be made up, but it's still great to discuss because I like reading into it.
Yeah. And these are questions that thousands of young people are asking themselves every year. They see their parents and grandparents having made lots of money out of real estate in the real estate boom of the last 40 years. And jumping to the conclusion that if it's good for my parents or grandparents, it must be good for me. And for a lot of things, that's not, you can't draw that conclusion. And so in this particular case, the question is, should I focus on buying real estate now rather than getting to a point in my life where I know enough about what the future might hold to make that a valid decision? Sure, we all need somewhere to live. Like, it's the one thing that every one of us needs to buy. We come to adulthood short real estate, and we can either rent it or buy it.
Yeah, and I've made some observations, like I said before, like reading into this. Number one, Anonymous, she has an amazing ability to be good with her money.
Yeah, I mean, that is a great story.
To be in uni with 25K, you're killing it.
I can tell you, I didn't have 25 grand when I was at uni.
I probably still don't now. number two, I'm kind of, in my comments, I was kind of saying, just wait 10 minutes, finish uni, because you're talking that I could quit uni and go and get a 50 to 60K job. Can you stick uni out and then land a 75 or 85K job?
Exactly.
And because the older we get, it's harder to do time-intensive things.
That's right. Sometimes it is difficult to teach old dogs new tricks. And as an old dog,
I was going to say, I'll let you say that. But
grey muzzled.
I'm kind of thinking, if we did fast forward to Miss Anonymous, in 3 years or 2 years, we don't know what where she's at uni, it's going to be easier to just go and go click buy a house.
Yep.
Then in a couple of years' time, go, oh, I've got this house, but I'm stuck on this treadmill of a 60K job. I can't just go and click and get my studies sorted.
That's right. And, you know, to focus on the now is a great skill. So rather than focusing on, did she say she was 20?
I'm not sure. Just assuming.
So let's assume mid-20s. She's, you know,
mid to early
late 20s. Teens, early 20s.
Could be 30, we don't know.
So start focusing on something that might or might not be relevant after I graduate takes away from the experience of now.
Mm.
And the uni experience should be or can be some of the most valuable time that you ever spend. And by taking your mind away from that towards working or amassing money or taking on the stress and responsibility of home ownership strikes me as a lost opportunity.
Can I add one last thing if you want to get wild? And again, I'm reading into this. What if she had a student income, she says around 20 grand? Like, what if she's only studying part-time and working part-time, she got 25 grand. Go with me on this wild journey, Vince. What if she went, okay, I've got a year to go on my studies or a year and a half. What if I invest my 25K savings back into me to live off and punch out uni full-time and shorten the study? But I mean, but that's a risk profile thing in itself, and
well, it is. But it's also, I think, we have lost a bit of the uni experience. That it's become more a box to tick to get a job rather than a life experience in its right. Now,
like studying full time.
Yeah, I mean, you can argue. Well, actually, Hex has done that.
Yeah,
but in some ways, Hex has enabled that. Because you don't have to worry about paying your bills. You don't have to rely on having parents who can pay your bills. You can actually defer all of the costs till you actually have an extra income and focus on enjoying the experience. Now, sure, work during vacations or whatever, but the ability to focus on the experience and all the things that uni can bring. You know, this is an opportunity to do things that you will never get to do in the rest of your life,
and
whether that's student drama, student politics, sports.
And she's cashed up.
And she's cashed up. She doesn't need to work. So why not take that 25 grand and use it to live for the next year or two and really enjoy the experience? Because it's not about collecting a transcript at the end of it.
Because I've just got no doubt that once she's in the workforce full time, she'll be a rock star with money. So
she's got form.
Yeah, totally. So I just want to encourage Anonymous out there. You've got options. And that's kind of, it goes back, doesn't it, Vince? It's like money isn't good or bad. It just gives your situation options.
That's right.
That's all it is.
Yeah. An optionality or options is some of the most valuable commodities we have as humans.
Because
time and options.
Because if you've got options, it probably means you've got less pressure.
Yeah.
So anyway, my comments are worth what you paid for them. I don't know about Vince's. I don't know. Are you charging listeners for this little episode?
They definitely are worth what you paid for them.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you on M3X very soon. Bye-bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Simo Interactive, Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa, Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.